The strong electoral showing of Jean-Marie Le Pen has cast light on the rise of right-wing parties throughout Europe. Politicians with anti-immigrant platforms have been active in Austria, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Italy. Jane Kramer is European correspondent for The New Yorker magazine. She says the fortunes of politicians such as Le Pen in France and Jörg Haider in Austria have risen as enthusiasm for the European Union has waned.
Identity is a negotiable term in Europe. 5 years ago, identity was European identity. Everyone was immensely excited about that. And people like Le Pen, people like Haider, people like the Italian fascists were all tamped down by this.
Kramer maintains that right-wing fringe parties have gained members as growing numbers of immigrants arrive in Europe, many from the Muslim world.
The influx of labor over the past many, many years, and this is set up in times of economic crisis, real xenophobia. There's nothing new in Europe about that. I think what's new and startling is the vehemence of some of the leaders of the right who have been reemerging. You had in the 80s very often ugly reactions against labor immigration, but they were always couched in terms of fairly respectable politics or quasi-respectable politics.
And she says September 11th has heightened European fear of terrorism, which the right wing has used to its advantage.
You would not have had 10 years ago Muslim kids chanting for bin Laden on the street. You would not have had this kind of homegrown violence. You would have had terrorism coming in from abroad. But suddenly the possibility of terrorism from home at home has fueled these parties and these people.
Fringe parties also are attracting support from Europeans who feel economically insecure. The various right-wing parties in Europe strike some common themes.
The right is linked by notions of a Christian Europe. I think this is very, very strong, a radically Christian Europe. The rhetoric has to do with a civilization defending itself. These are moments when the extreme right flourishes in these countries, and the tap into the mind of very impressionable people is very often religious identity.
Kramer draws distinctions between Le Pen in France and other far-right politicians, such as the leader of Italy's National Alliance, the renamed and reformed Fascist Party. He is Deputy Prime Minister Gianfranco Fini.
Fini is a highly educated character who's appealing basically to notions of moral purity. The Italian fascist pitch has to do with the morality of Italy being lost. In France, you've got a brown shirt history in the Le Pen phenomenon. In Germany, you've got a skinhead phenomenon. You've got a old, obvious Nazi core.
And says Kramer, as centrist politicians become weaker, there is an inevitable polarization.
The center has drawn from the left and the right, and what you end up with are the kind of disconnected extremes.
Jane Kramer is European correspondent for The New Yorker magazine.